Christian Radio is confronting the cholera epidemic in Zimbabwe. The four-year anniversary of the tsunami reveals good recovery, and believers deliver Christmas gifts for needy children in Russia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cholera has reached epidemic proportions in Zimbabwe. More than 18,000 people are infected with a very curable disease. More than 800 people have died. Speaking from Africa, Transworld Radio's Brett Bartlett.
With spiraling inflation and deteriorating services, this has resulted in a lack of maintenance of the sewage systems. Sewage water has been spilling out into roadways, and where you have bad hygienic situations, you have cholera.
Bartlett says with no Christian radio in Zimbabwe, they've produced educational programs in water filtration, prevention, and treatment of the disease for secular stations.
The gospel is kept low-key in those programs primarily because of the restrictions that are placed on broadcasting in Zimbabwe. Pointing people back to Transworld Radio's programs can be picked up through the medium wave and short wave broadcasts.
$4,000 is needed to complete the project. Next, the United Nations predicts that over 5 million Zimbabweans will need emergency food aid during the beginning of 2009. The Canadian Food Grains Bank plans to send 10,000 tons of corn, soy, oil, and nuts to Zimbabwe's poorest families. And the Christian Reform World Relief Committee is contributing $20,000 to help. Pray that the food will help many families survive until the next harvest in May, and that many will come to know Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nearly 4 years after the Indian Ocean tsunami, the marks left on Indonesia have finally faded. International Aid's Billy Tennedy says one of their strengths is in the health sector. The government asked them to help construct a medical equipment repair and training facility in Banda Aceh. An evaluation study reveals their help was invaluable.
Hospitals were able to provide better services and faster services and better medical care than they could not only since the tsunami, but better services than they were able to do even before the tsunami. All of that has now been turned over to the provincial health office, so it became theirs, and we are continuing to offer technical support.
Although Muslims ran the hospitals, the hope of the gospel still shone through.
To go to that hospital, they knew we were Christians, and to minister to them was a great opportunity. Plus, living in the community was an excellent opportunity, an opportunity that would not prevent itself or had not presented itself before the earthquake and tsunami of December 26.
Next, Russian Ministries hopes to help national Christians give Christmas gifts to 30,000 needy children. Through Project Hope, the Great Gift Exchange, each child will receive clothing, food, candy, and a children's New Testament. Russian Ministries' Anita Danica.
Over 600,000 orphans and somewhere between 3 to 5 million street children. And so that's what Project Hope is really all about, reaching out to these children this Christmas.
Although oil and natural gas have increased Russia's prosperity in recent years, millions of poor Russian children have not benefited from that prosperity.
The wonderful part about this is it's not only a gift that is given at Christmas, but it's building a bridge between the national Christians and the children that will just go on and on.
Your gift of $25 can place a gift with a child. And almost 2,000 Nigerian children received Bibles from Open Doors recently. They lived in a state governed by Sharia law and often face intense persecution. These children are forced to study Islam in school and treated as second-class citizens. Brightly colored children's Bibles in the local language strengthen the resolve of many children and youth to witness for the gospel. Pray that countless Nigerians will come to know Christ through God's Word. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to Christ this Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.